This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The overreaching and overarching theme emerging from China's ongoing Communist Party Congress is one of the continuity and not change. The week-long meeting is expected to reappoint the President Xi Jinping as leader and reaffirm a commitment to his policies for the next 5 years and possibly elevate his status even further as one of the world's most popular and the most powerful leaders in China's modern history. Many Chinese weary of pandemic restrictions, the more audience is whether there will be any type of easing of zero COVID after the Party Congress. The answer is probably no immediately, and changes when they do come will most likely be gradual. Pro-Kremlin officials are blaming Ukraine for a rocket attack that struck the mayor's office in a key Ukrainian city controlled by the separatists. For a missile building in Donetsk was seriously damaged, but the rocket attack separately, Ukrainian officials said that the Russian rocket struck a city across the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Kyiv also reported holding the line in fierce fighting around the town of Bakhmut. The fighting comes 7 weeks into a Ukrainian counteroffensive. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Liz Truss has seen a turbulent start to her premiership, with many saying her leadership is now hanging by a thread. We get more details from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At just 6 weeks in power, Truss's time at the top has been bumpy, to say the least. Her libertarian economic policies have triggered emergency central bank intervention, multiple U-turns, and the firing of her treasury chief. Conservative Member of Parliament Robert Halfen described the last few weeks as a series of horror stories.
The government has looked like libertarian jihadists and treated the whole country as kind of laboratory mice in which to carry out kind of ultra free market experiments.
The Financial Secretary to the Treasury, Andrew Griffith, defended the Prime Minister.
This is a time when we need stability.
Nevertheless, with new Chancellor Jeremy Hunt in power, many say Truss is still Prime Minister in name, but power in government has shifted to Hunt. Hunt has signalled he plans to rip up much of her remaining economic plan when he makes a medium-term budget statement at the end of October. Karen Chamas, London.
Meanwhile, the pro-Kremlin officials are going to blame Ukraine for the rocket attack that struck the mayor's office in a key Ukrainian controlled by the separatists. A Salvadorian judge has now ordered the provisional arrest of several retired high-ranking members of the armed forces accused of having participated in the killings of four Dutch journalists in 1982. While they were covering the Central American nation's civil war. Among those facing some type of arrest orders are the former Defense Minister General Jose Guillermo and our Garcia and Colonel Francisco Antonio Morin, former director of the now defunct Treasury Police, according to the judge's ruling, which can be seen by the Associated Press, rather than the National Civil Police, which is in charge with carrying out the court order, nor the public ministry have confirmed the arrest warrants or whether they have been carried out. Recapping our top story, the overarching theme emerging from China's ongoing Communist Party Congress is one of continuity. A week-long meeting is expected to reappoint the Chinese President Xi Jinping as a new leader. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.